Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. This week, the stock market mostly recovered from last week's big losses, as some companies have surprised investors with better-than-expected results. That's because we're in the middle of what's known as earnings season. This is when publicly traded companies disclose how they're doing, how much money they're making, how much money they have, and how much money they expect to earn in the future. And by future, I mean the next earnings period, which is about 3 months from now. Well, some editors at the Financial Times think these regular reporting requirements aren't helping us. And with me is Sujeet Indep, a columnist with the Financial Times. Hi, Sujeet.
Good to be here, Charlie.
So why is less information actually better?
From the investor perspective, it's really a question of, are you overloaded with too much information? Can you really act on this information? And is management being distracted from actually running the company?
But when you think about coming out of the financial crisis where there was this sense that there wasn't enough information or there was a lack of transparency, if you make the argument of they don't have to file as often and don't have to provide as much information, is that actually the right direction to go towards?
Yeah, so that's a good point. I mean, you want investors to get relevant information. I think another framework could be what you see in Europe, where companies will release important information as it comes up, rather than this somewhat arbitrary four times a year schedule, which often just descends into manipulation or massaging information.
When you say manipulating and massaging information, explain what you mean.
Yeah, so earnings are really just accounting. And accounting are just rules, and those rules can be interpreted in many ways. There's a good example of Walgreens recently, the drugstore. There's a lawsuit with a former senior financial official and the CEO and the company. And what was disclosed in an article in the Wall Street Journal was that the earnings weren't going to come in as expected. But the CEO went back to the CFO and said to him, there's a way for you to hit this target. Let's make it happen.
So basically the argument is that if the companies say we're going to make $100, they're going to do everything in their power to try and on paper in a way get to that we made $100, even if maybe they didn't quite make it?
Yeah. So instead of selling a million widgets, they sell 800,000 widgets, but they have some discretion with the tax rate, which can affect the earnings per share number on the bottom line too. So there's multiple levers to get to a earnings target.
So if the companies are not required to report four times a year like they are now, what would be your recommendation for what they should do and what sort of information should they provide?
So if we look to Europe, the typical European schedule is twice a year. There's an annual filing and then some kind of interim filing 6 months out, let's say. And so twice a year for the normal earnings seems to make sense. But in between that, if there's some kind of material event where a client falls through or they get a big order from one of their big customers or they're going to do an M&A transaction, those kind of events would warrant a special report or an interim report. So as events develop, the company decides to disclose those events to the public. And in the meantime, they worry about running the business.
But isn't there the worry that maybe we're putting too much trust in the companies to actually tell us when something is happening? Because if something bad is happening, maybe it's in their interest to wait as long as possible and not disclose it.
That's true as well, and it's really a question of how you set up the framework and the trust you have with a management team. I think if you do get a management team that does seem to be manipulative or trying to goose the numbers, they're going to pay for that when they do release the news, and that's when corporate governance has to step in.
Well, one of the big complaints about these quarterly earnings is that when companies try and get to that, it also has an impact on executive pay sometimes because mm-hmm. The executives are trying to meet these goals, and if they meet them, then they can get paid more money. Does it necessarily follow that if you're to make a change in the way companies report this information, that maybe that might finally get under control?
What could be an improvement if you reduce the amount of times company reports or focus more on quality versus quantity is that you incentivize management to run the business for long-term shareholder value rather than meeting the quarterly target.
So give me your estimate, the likelihood that this could happen.
In the U.S., zero, I would say. I think that we're very much in a world where four times a year is what we expect.
Well, Sujeet, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Sujeet Indep is a columnist with the Financial Times. So corporate bosses are telling us how the business is going, but what about employees? How are you doing? Well, over the next few weeks, we're going to take a look at today's workplace, all those little challenges we face, from dealing with email to working with difficult coworkers. Call this your moment of free office therapy. Today, we're looking at how to negotiate for what you want without alienating your coworkers. And here's a hint. Asking for a raise is not like buying a car. Jeff Weiss teaches at West Point and Dartmouth, and in an article for the Harvard Business Review, he explains how negotiating is not the same as haggling.
Haggling is a framework of sort of going back and forth and making concessions and having a frame of compromise. We think of negotiation as really most effectively done when two parties engage in joint problem solving.
Does this work as well for individuals in the workplace trying to negotiate what their job is, what their responsibilities are?
Negotiation is the act of influence. It's the act of persuasion. How do I negotiate to get a raise? How do I negotiate to change my entry-level job? If I'm negotiating over salary, I want to understand my counterpart's interests. I want to understand my interests. I want to be able to be creative. I want to have good benchmarks. I want to be respectful in the negotiation. I want to be tough and on the merits.
You know, you teach at West Point, and I'm listening to talking about negotiating, but I don't really think of the military as a place where there often is much negotiating. You know, it's not like when someone tells you to drop and give you 20 that you can negotiate that down to 15. So how does this style of working with people work at a place in very top-down organizations like the military?
Well, we need to look at the mission of our current fighting force. Part of their mission is to indeed fight the fight. Part of their mission is peacekeeping. Part of their mission is stability. Part of their mission is reconstruction. In the last three missions, there's a tremendous amount of negotiating. If you're trying to help someone rebuild a bridge or build a school or trying to think about reducing corruption in a certain area, that can't be done through demand. Much of what these leaders do involves persuasion, influence, problem-solving, conflict resolution, not just barking out orders.
Jeff Weiss is an adjunct professor at the Military Academy at West Point. Jeff, thanks so much.
Charlie, thank you. My pleasure.
You can check out more discussions about getting the most out of your workday at moneytalking.org. Like when fighting at the office might be okay.
Conflict at work can be really healthy and good. What we want to avoid are the dysfunctional conflicts and fights.
You can also get this program as a podcast on iTunes. Just click the subscribe button, and while you're there, leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.